This morning, I realized how ugly I am.
What?
This is gonna, man, I gotta tell you, I've been given a lie. I would say I've been living a lie, but I've been given a lie.
But you went under the laser.
I did go under the laser. It did not help my physical appearance. I'm gonna talk to you about this. I'm gonna talk to you about this. This was revealed to me not too long ago that I am.
I thought that was the reason I was on the show to make you look good.
Well, it is, and now now I realize it serves an even more important purpose.
Oh, geez.
Oh, we'll get there. Also, let's see, what do we've got? We've got Ponte Vedra wants to start its own police department. We've got XFL trying to make a comeback.
Whoa.
Yeah. And there's a movie being filmed in town. A movie with an actor that you've probably heard of. He's some people's favorite actor. Mm. He's in town filming movies at people's houses.
Oh, wow.
It sounds bad.
Wow, that does sound a little creepy.
Oh, I know. Bad background music.
Huh?
Brown chicken, brown cow
type. Oh, brown
yeah,
chicken, well, brown,
brown. Yeah, that was kind of, yep. But it's not, I don't think it's that kind of movie. Yeah. I don't think it's that kind of movie.
Maybe.
But I just accidentally made it sound like it was that kind
of movie. I'm like, where did they get a permit for that?
Yeah. I don't think you need a permit for that.
No?
No. Mm. No, it's art. You just feel, I art. Remember. Yeah, yes, it's art. Okay. It's definitely art.
All right.
I remember at the Coquina condos down there off Pope Road a long time ago, there were a lot of people living in there that used to do that kind of art.
I lived in there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a sketchy
place. I needed the money.
Sticky. Yeah,
well, oh, my Lanta.
Weird stuff used to go on there. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome into the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. Don't forget you can watch us live on your TV. If you have a Roku system, you can download the 904 Now channel and you can get us live and you can watch all our shows on demand as well. You can also, of course, download our 904 Now smartphone app. It is free, like totally free. There's nothing in there that will cost you any money. And you can get the best of everything going on in St. John's County there as well. And you can also hear me on WSOS from 3 to 6 in the afternoons. I mean, not continuously, but during those
that's
times.
Like, that's a lot of airtime, buddy.
A lot of airtime. Well, I don't know if I have that in me.
It's great real estate. Great job.
Yeah. So a lot of places you can catch the information we have here for you on 904 Now. Before we get started into this show, it's going to be a fun one today, I swear. I do want to tell you about our banner sponsor, Old City Homes. They build high-quality, affordable houses that include wood cabinets, granite countertops, tile baths, and much, 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 much more. Give Jerry a call and see if he has a new house in build for you. 904-466-9505 is how you reach Jerry directly. Also, big shout out to our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. They've served the St. Augustine community for three generations out there on the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16. You are going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in our area. They've got that state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts and accessories, and you got to stop by Ford's garage and get one of those awesome burgers or some of that chili. I like chili while you're there. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln, ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. Bozard Ford Lincoln, they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Island Prep Elementary School, Fargali Med Spa, Bacon Storage, Chris Stevens Automotive, and K Wood Plumbing, as well as BHF Insurance. With that said, good morning, everybody. Troy, Davey, Booth, how's everybody doing?
Hey, happy Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Davey.
It's weekend eve!
And it's totally blocked by the microphone. Good job.
Try it again next week.
Shoot.
Look at the energy.
That was such a good build-up. The energy was nowhere.
It looks good.
They knew it.
Could you read it? Could
yeah.
You see it? Okay. All right. Good.
Okay.
All right.
I just didn't want to screw it up, guys.
We're safe.
The only thing that was blocking was the D.
Oh, that's okay.
How's everybody doing in the booth?
We're
doing well.
It's very lofty.
Okay, good. Nice. All right. Well, wonderful. Troy, do we have a question of the day?
All right, sticking with the 90s thing, because
yes, the 90s fest this week.
What is your favorite 90s commercial?
Okay, all right. All right. I'm going to go with the 1010-220s commercials, right? The 1-800-1010-220.
Okay.
Was it 1-800-1010-220? It was the long distance calling collect commercials. And I like those commercials because it reminds me of how far we've come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is no long distance.
There's no anymore. Collect calling anymore. Yeah. You don't have to dial 1010-220 anymore at a payphone. At a payphone? What's a payphone?
Well, I can tell you this. Like, when I was at the skating rink, I remember this, and when I was ready to go home, I would call the house and say it's a collect call, and you'd say, and they'd give you, like, the little, like,
what is your name?
10 seconds. Yeah, 10 seconds. It'd be like, Mom, come pick me up. Yeah. That was my name.
Yeah. Mom, hang up. Come pick up. Yeah.
Pick me up.
So I remember that. I remember that. You had to trick the system.
And there was actual phone booths. I went into a phone booth.
Yeah.
Like closed it and the light would come on. And
Not just a little pay station. Just a little station.
No. Booth.
Yeah.
It was several horror movies where you were saved by a phone booth.
Yeah, Superman used to change in the phone booths.
Right,
yeah.
So. Right. Terrible place to change into Superman. Yeah, so obvious.
That is telling of how far we've come, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Superman.
All right. Davey, what's your 90s commercial?
I got to go with a Juicy Fruit commercial. Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya. Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Tastes salt, okay. Gets right to ya. Yeah.
Did you sing that song? That sounded very familiar with you.
It's my audition for, to bring Juicy Fruit gum back, maybe. Okay. I still see it out there.
You want to bring that back?
Juicy Fruit could
last for like 4 seconds anyway.
Oh, the new flavor, though.
Juicy Fruit. Sure,
they
got
an additive
there.
They can add. What?
It's got to be still out there, right?
It's still out there, yeah.
It's still there?
Yeah. It's a great gum.
What do you think,
it's the worst gum, Davey.
Add more.
That's a problem. I shouldn't have to add 17 sticks of gum to keep the flavor.
Well, they only give you 5, so.
I know. That's why you got to buy more.
You see less and less gum chewers out there nowadays, don't you? I don't see very many. There's so many people back in the day. I'm like, in your face, yeah.
I think there were more smokers, too, back then.
That's exactly it. I think there's more or less smokers today is why.
Yeah.
But I think there's more choices of mints and different things like that, too.
Yeah. Sure.
Used to be you only had like a couple of choices.
Right. Yeah, you got the Listerine strips, you got the sprays.
Mm-hmm. I love Listerine spray. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Everybody knows me that loves that.
All right. So my commercial was, what's up?
Yeah,
that was a good one. Would do that all day long.
Yes, everybody, all day long for a solid 6 months.
Yeah,
and then it just got messier and messier. It just was ended up like by the end. Yeah,
I might use it the entire show.
Okay, so wonderful.
Make sure your stories are good.
Rumble room. Great, such a jolt to the heart.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That later got replaced in the early 2000s by Little John's What?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I always wanted to be that rapper, though.
Like, literally, they don't do anything. They just say, like, new Monica, and that's it. Yeah. Millions of dollars. Boom, that's a paycheck.
There
were a couple of rappers like that that really didn't have to say much. Lil John was, good for him. Mm-hmm. He literally only had to say two things.
That's it, and a crunk cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was pretty good on, like, the, what is it, The Apprentice?
Was he on The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Smart.
He did good. He made it to, like, the Final Four.
Who was John Rivers that one, I think. I think that's right.
Wow. Yeah, I think she was out, like, in week one.
No, I think she actually finaled.
Did she?
Won the thing, yeah.
Wow.
Let's fact check that. That's interesting. That. I'm a Joan Rivers fan.
I think you're just a Joan Rivers
fan. I love some Joan Rivers.
Just jumping on that.
If you can't laugh, you're not living. Absolutely.
So, and the other one I was thinking about was The Noid. But I think The Noid...
Avoid The Noid.
Yeah.
I think The Noid went back into the 80s, though, so I'm not sure.
I think there were still some Noid commercials in the 90s.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
What about the Booth?
Booth! Were you guys even alive in the 90s?
Yes, and the commercial was, Bob, we had a baby, eats a boy.
Bob, we had a baby, eats a boy.
Oh, yeah, right. That was the call and collect, right?
Yeah. We had a baby, eats a boy.
Eats a boy. Bob? We ought to maybe eat some boy.
I have no idea. I'm lost on this.
Exactly what Troy was just talking about calling home with the collect.
And you only had a certain amount of time to get your message
through. I don't think we had this one.
That's how people would say, it's Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because you didn't want to pay the collect call.
That's Feast. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. We ought to maybe eat some boy.
I remember that. We did not have that one. I did not remember that one.
That's too funny.
Oh, gosh. Mentos. That is funny.
Oh, all
right.
Wow.
All right. So even though I was born in 2001, I do have a nice commercial for you.
Okay.
It is a McDonald's commercial. It is the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird
shootout. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Where they were playing horse.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That
was
a good
one. And also the fact check Davey over here.
Hmm.
Joan Rivers did win season 10.
Boom.
There you go.
Good job.
Loving the intern.
Good job.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good. All right. I professional basketball players are sitting there eating McDonald's and drinking a Coke? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Larry Bird was drinking a Bud.
Yeah, Larry Bird at that time was doing whatever he wanted. Yeah.
Well, McDonald's was pumping that to athletes. I mean, I know that even in the swimming community, there was one particular, Mike Barrowman, he was a breaststroker Olympian, but like he would get out of a race and be like, I'm going to go have a Big Mac. Like I remember them filming that. And it was like, really? You're going to eat a Big Mac after that race? Yeah. I would throw up. Like, what?
Yeah.
That was a thing.
No, I remember they sponsored the Olympics one year, McDonald's, and it was like, the official partner of the Olympics. I'm thinking that's so counterproductive.
Yeah. They still do to this day.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Michael Phelps like had to eat like 30,000 calories or something. Like, you ever see his diet?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's intense.
As a swimmer,
and probably fueled by smoking.
But not like caca fuel. Like, that's caca fuel. Like, not good fuel for you. Like, he was actually eating like the right things. You're not going to nourish yourself with a Big Mac.
Look at some of his binge stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, he smokes a lot of weed. I'm sure McDonald's is inside.
Was he not the poster boy for introducing people to the concept of, maybe weed doesn't totally destroy you?
Yes. Like,
this is the most decorated athlete in Olympic history.
Yeah.
And he's a massive stoner.
Absolutely.
So I don't know.
But it's been banned for years. Like, that was always the one. Like, we couldn't have poppy seed bagels and stuff because that opium would show up on a pee test. So, like, that was the fear of all that. Jeremy Lin actually was another one that pioneered pot smoking and being an Olympian.
Is talking about a basketball player?
No. He was another swimmer. But like, they just get real. Like, you stare at a black line long enough, you're like, you know what? I'm going to come out and say.
Percy Harvin was another big NFL guy that smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah.
They've lightened up on it in a lot, like NBA and
They should.
And the NFL.
God, how about that basketball player that's stuck in Russia right now, like in prison because they found the cannabis oil in her bag?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. That's a sad one. Pardon me on her name, but hopefully she...
Brittany Griner.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not to bring that to countries like that.
I know, buddy. I
would never bring anything like that to like Dubai.
Big mistake.
Or Russia.
Big mistake.
Or Singapore. Places.
Yeah, man. Don't mess around.
Don't want to be caned.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was big in the 90s too. The caning.
So anyway, so quick fun fact about McDonald's and the Olympics. So in 2008, it was obviously in Beijing, and it's most famous for not only Michael Phelps' gold medal, but also Usain Bolt breaking 100-meter record. His diet mostly consisted of McDonald's because since his food was so consistent, and he didn't want to trust the Chinese food there, so he ate McDonald's
we got
to
put Blake on a timer.
Yeah. Man.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. All right, man. Let's see. We got to get into the news today. We got to start. We're 15 minutes into the show. We haven't talked about anything real.
Yeah.
It's been all bogus.
Commercials and burgers.
Yeah, commercials and burgers. That was one of my favorite 90s cartoons, by the way, Mr. Bogus. Nobody remembers that.
No, I have no idea.
Nobody remembers that.
Nope.
It was on Fox 13 in Buffalo.
Oh, wow. That's where Doc Tony's from.
Okay.
That's where you associate with Buffalo?
Oh, sorry.
That's
where you associate with Buffalo. It was in my Buffalo file. It fell out.
So many great things, and you associate Doc Tony.
The cool drink just gets me every time. I've never seen that before.
Even
all right, so let's see. Let's start with I found out. I am just not attractive. I found that out this morning. This would make sense as to why, so many women that I've been trying to talk to lately have just totally ghosted me. Because they just must see my face at some point without a filter. I went into Vibe Nutrition this morning, got my drink as I normally do. And normally Sarah will take a picture just to say, hey, look, she takes a picture of the customers that come in, right? And so, and usually I look pretty, look, I'll be honest to myself, I look pretty good in most of these pictures. Yeah, okay.
All right. You're photogenic.
This morning, I go to take a picture. Sarah asks Mike to take the picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike is one of the guys who works down there. Yeah. Great dude. Takes the picture. I'm like, oh man, that's a horrible picture. Gotta let Sarah take the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that Sarah's been putting a filter on me.
Oh.
She's been putting a filter on me this whole time.
Oh.
Man, I thought I was doing good. Sarah's been putting multiple different filters on me, man. So I find out that when I'm filterless, I'm a scary guy to look at.
No, not at all.
She puts filters on me when I do it.
Yeah, of course she does. It's a soft lens.
She does.
It's just a soft lens. It's nothing. Gives you a little pigment.
She filters us all, man.
Man, I was wondering the same thing, because when she's not there, I look like crap.
Sarah. I don't know what's the difference. My eyes are pretty bad, though.
So I feel like
it just makes you Troy's yours look very angelic. She does like the soft lens on the background, the light is nice, and she knows how to do a good Sarah. Yeah, it's a good picture.
I didn't notice. I'm gonna have to ask.
You will have to ask.
I have to ask.
So find out what filter.
You have to sign off on your filter.
All my pictures now.
You have to select. Now the new thing is select your filters that you only allow other people to use when they take a photo of you.
Oh,
you have
really? Sign.
They have a waiver. Yeah,
a filter.
There's the PR. The PR department can handle that. Yes.
And they usually show me and say, "Oh, that's fine."
Right. I know.
Because I have the beard. The beard distracts a lot of other ugliness around.
Right. That's what I use the beard for. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yeah. No,
it makes it better.
I also
give a big smile with the beard, you're good, usually in the picture.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if like one eye is like going the other direction. They don't notice because of the beard.
Because of the beard. It throws everything off. It just, and that's the, it draws your attention to the beard. Yeah, sure. Focus point. Sure.
Filter goes straight to the beard.
Okay. Okay.
So I didn't know that though. I'm going to have to ask.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'm a little upset this morning.
Yeah.
A little upset this morning. Okay.
I think you're a handsome man, Pete.
The comments are like erupting, though, so you'll be fine.
I don't even want to read them. Yeah. I don't even want to know.
Everybody's giving Pete support on the looks.
That's not what I did it for.
The Maverick. Top Gun.
Don't lie. Do not be liars in the comments. My mom said the one thing you don't want to be known as is a liar.
St. John's County Tom Cruise. Wow.
Oh, that was a dig at my height. That was a dig at my height. I saw where that was going.
I'm pretty sure.
That's terrible. Hey, speaking of Tom Cruise, there's a movie being filmed in town.
Oh.
Did you guys hear about this? You guys know about this?
Oh, no.
You haven't seen any of the pictures or anything going on social media?
Wow.
No.
I saw a couple people who've posted some pictures from some of the shoots, and this is a legit actor here. Apparently, this movie is, everybody's hashtagging Mexican Connection. I assume that's the name of the movie, The Mexican Connection. Boy, I saw a real bad movie a couple years ago called The Asian Connection. It was with Steven Seagal.
Well, this is not bringing it back. Is Steven here?
No, thank goodness. Steven Seagal, the worst actor, by the way. The worst action movie star
Such
ever.
Such intention.
Yeah. No, he just phones it all in.
And his fights is like slap fighting in like his fight scenes.
Excuse me, slap fighting is valid. I want to be seen. I can slap and scratch like no other.
Well, like Jackie Chan is like doing all these things and stuff like that, and his is like,
Yeah. No, and it's just like Steven Seagal. Yeah, he slaps people and they fall down, and then he automatically gets all the hot girls. Like all the hot girls. Like he's always hanging out with these beautiful, beautiful women.
I don't think they can make a filter that makes him turn.
No. Like Steven Seagal gets in there and says, "Hey, we're making a Steven Seagal movie. Make sure Steven Seagal looks as good as." And you know he talks in the third person.
Completely.
He's totally a third person talking. Oh, yeah. You make sure Steven Seagal looks great in this picture.
And if you don't appreciate it, he'll be like, "Right." <yeah.
laughs> And then they have to say, "Steven, that doesn't work in real life.
Yeah.
That only works in your dumb movies."
Yeah. And Clay nailed it. He's basically Kung Fu Elvis.
Yeah, Clay
nailed it. Yes, he is.
Good job, Clay.
That's it, Clay. He's Kung Fu Elvis.
Yeah.
He is. He's real life Kung Fu Elvis. So the actor in this, Damien Chapa, I think I'm saying that right.
Okay.
Damien Chapa, C-H-A-P-A.
Chapa.
I looked him up. The only movie I've seen this guy in is he played Ken in the Street Fighter movies.
Oh, Hadouken!
Yes! Oh, I love it.
He's more famous than us.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. I know what you look like. I'm looking this dude up.
Yeah, I want to see what that audition looked like for the Street Fighter.
So, well, and this looks like it's some sort of a gangster movie. I'm seeing pictures of people with blood all over them. Lots of guns in these pictures.
Of course.
Yeah, I have no idea who this dude is.
No, me neither. But some people are posting online. They're saying, this guy's my favorite actor. I love this guy. He's in like 5 movies. Again, more movies than we're in. Okay? But so that's being filmed in town. Don't know when it's going to come out. Don't know if it's going to come out. You never know.
Downtown?
Lots of movies get filmed. Not all of them come out.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, but Ken from Street Fighter is in town.
Yeah.
He was not at trivia last night.
How do you know? You don't even know what he looks like.
I just looked him up.
You found it.
You know every face that was in the crowd at trivia last night?
Yeah, I walk around.
He makes a mental note.
I talk to every single table.
Yeah.
And I walk around.
You make a mental note. Scans the room.
Okay. So that's happening. There you go. Very very exciting.
Chapa.
Very exciting to some people.
What's up, Chapa? Chapa. Everybody do that if you see him in town.
Next time you see Davian Chapa.
Yeah.
Say Chapa.
Chapa. I just do that and run. See what happens. Yeah. Film it if you can, tag us. Thanks.
And then if you get hit with a Hadouken, then you know.
Whoa, yeah.
While you're running away. Hadouken. Oh!
Where's Sebastian? He would love this part.
This Ken from Street Fighter is going to come running in here and Hadouken us all.
Oh, wow. One fireball.
Hey, you know what we forgot? Quick check of the weather, Troy.
It's mostly sunny.
I threw you off and made you give us a very long check of the weather.
I'm nervous.
That long check of the weather brought to you by our friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com. All right, here we go. Ponte Vedra wants its own police department.
Oh, good.
They need police out there?
They don't have a municipality. How are they going to have their own police department?
Oh, they have what's called a municipal service district.
Okay.
The Ponte Vedra Beach Municipal Service District. They want their own police department, apparently to chase down people on golf carts.
Well, thank goodness so many New Yorkers and California people have come. They want to tax themselves more.
Yeah, right?
Good idea.
Well, they were in an agreement since like 1990, Ponte Vedra Beach was, with the sheriff's department. Obviously, they're St. John's County still, right? So so we kind of have been covering them for a very long time. And apparently the contract they wanted as part of the renewal, sheriff's office wasn't a fan of it this time around. So that contract has apparently been scrapped for right now. So I guess right now, what are they just hanging out doing nothing? They have no police. If you want to go rob stuff in Ponte Vedra Beach.
No, they still have the sheriff.
Go loot it all.
They still have the sheriff. That's a joke, guys.
That's a joke. Yeah, please. Please. So they are looking to have their own. They're looking to start their own Ponte Vedra Beach Municipal Service District Police Department again.
Okay. Really bad idea. If I lived there, I'd be so mad. There's no reason. I mean, the sheriff department does an amazing job already, and there's no reason to tax yourself additionally. And that's what they're going to do, because the sheriff department is still going to have to support this small police department if something big happens.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, they don't have any equipment. They're starting from zero. I mean, it would cost them millions and millions of dollars just to start up what they're talking about doing. They don't have a building.
This, I believe, is true.
They do not have an office space. I mean, what are they going to do?
Rip
from a strip. That's what he's worried about.
Well, I'm like, what are the colors? Which one are they going to pick? Yeah. I bet you they'll be really high end.
Davey, we will make sure they let you know when they're picking the colors for the police department.
Ooh, Christian Dior. I think that's a great idea. Let's all pay a little bit extra.
We want to talk about saving money for this police department.
Well, they got to look good.
Christian Dior, some Gucci stuff
it's
over
Ponte Vedra.
You know what? That's a good point. They would love to have a Christian Dior police force.
Be nice.
Now, Emilis asked, do cities have extra tax? Yeah, I pay more because I live in the city of St. Augustine.
Right.
Really?
I pay the exact same as you do in the county, and then I pay additional tax on top of it because I live in the city.
Right. And again, like just with the city of St. Augustine, kind of the same thing, right? I mean, they do your everyday police, and they do a great job. They have the Marine unit, who we're going to actually talk to tomorrow, which is a thing of their own. But when there's very big cases, very important things, you know, the sheriff's office comes in and assists with their equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, you know, so just so people understand the tax differences with the city, like on your property tax, you pay about 1% is what it comes out to with the ad valorem. For your where your house is, and I pay about 1.5%, so I pay about 50% more than what you would at your, at your place.
All right,
if that if the numbers make sense to people, you should never talk numbers on the show. My bad.
Chopper,
totally redeem yourself.
That was great. I'm going to use that technique from now on because I know when I get in a rabbit hole too, I got to like, how do I get out of this? Like it.
Well, people who don't watch this show are going to be really freaked out when you do that next time, Damien. When you feel yourself going down a rabbit hole in person and then you just, wah!
Ah, they're used to it. Go big or go home.
David Hartzell. Yeah. What is up with this guy? All right. Let's see. We got some live music coming to town here today and tonight.
On this Thursday night.
On this Thursday night. That's right. It is Thursday, man. It's almost weekend. We already said that. All right. Yeah. I'm stalling. Here we go. Live music for today. Jim Lamb at the Milltop Tavern at noon. We got Vinny Jacobs at the Cellar upstairs at 1 o'clock. Brett Blackshear appears, place at 1. Fawn Kaiser, Bin 39, 4 o'clock. Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop Tavern, 4:30. Walt Kulwicki, Hurricane Patties at 5 o'clock. Trevor Compton, St. Augustine Shores Golf Club, 5 o'clock. Oh. David Watt Besley at the Pelican Landing Bar and Grill at 6. Bad Dog Mama, Barilla Pizza and Sub, Barillo's Pizza and Subs at 6. And Christian Powers, Pierre's Place, 6 o'clock as well. A live music mic check today brought to you by our friends at K-Wood Plumbing. My plumber.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure, man. Mm-hmm. Guy is quick. He is on it. He is out there. He fixes your problems in no time. A professional small business owner. Great guy. I think he's number one in our app. I believe he wins the number one plumber spot every year in the app. Phenomenal guy. And, we'll make sure you are taken care of and that your house isn't falling apart, which is good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. All right. Let's see. Also our friends at Fidus Roofing help us put this show on to you each and every morning. And, they support a lot of local charities in addition to supporting your home. They support a lot of charities that support local kids. Oof. Troy, can you do that thing where we...
Pete Melfi, take two.
Thank you. All right, here we go. They support a lot of local charities that support local kids. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. Johns County, Inc., investing in kids and the Boy Scouts of St. Johns County, and many more. They're also always looking to grow their team and would encourage anyone to come and apply with them. Master Elite Contractors as well. What does that mean? Well, for you, it means that they can give you warranties that nobody else in the business can. Call them today. Get them up there for a free roof inspection. A totally free 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
They do.
You're a river today. Oh,
very nice.
That means don't forget signs.
So Davey's not actually writing notes over there. He's just prepping for the pavers spot. He's just writing.
No, I have notes that
really,
too.
Really big. In the
I use, notes. Now I have a paver sign to not forget.
Well, take note. It is warm weather time here. The ladies in Troy need to tighten up their bikini lines.
There we go.
Or your legs. Or maybe your back. Maybe you got some hair on your back you want to get rid of. Huh? Oh. Maybe you got some hair on your head you want to get rid of.
Stop I just braiding it. Just get rid of it.
On my head.
Yeah.
Fargali Med Spa has the only painless hair removal in all of St. John's County. And they want to hook you up. Make sure you can get that. It is a great treatment. It is easy. It is completely painless. Unlike tattoo removal, which they also offer. Not completely painless. At least on your finger. But their hair removal is 417-8462 Fargali Med Spa. We love their stuff. All right, man. Did you guys see that the XFL is trying to make a comeback? Apparently, The Rock owns this league now. This is the
Rock owns it.
The Rock owns it. Well, okay. You know, it started off as a Vince McMahon owned kind of hybrid between the NFL and professional wrestling.
Yeah, I watched it the first season.
So did I.
Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, I liked Why? Some of the stuff they did, like the cameras on the linebackers and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought that was kind of cool. And yep. The NFL did kind of grab it. They started using the camera that floated over top of the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, there was a couple good things that came out of it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool, the jerseys, you could have your nicknames on the back, and I think they've stayed with that concept.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, you know, it's not good football.
No, it's not.
It's not good football. It's not the best of the best athletes like we're used to seeing in the NFL.
Hmm.
You know, they're throwing these shots out to the wide receivers, and they're just not catching them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fumbles. There's a lot of, it's just not entertaining football.
Why is
usually.
That?
Usually. Because it's just not great athletes.
Second-tier athletes.
Second and third-tier athletes.
Yeah.
And they I don't say that. Some of them in the first year of the XFL were actually the pro wrestlers, too. Mm-hmm. They just had some of the wrestlers out there playing football.
Okay, so it's sort of like a circus out there, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, different talents.
I don't know why they're trying to do this, because the universe always, always, always shuts down the XFL.
Yeah, the USFL is going on, I think, right now, and it's not entertaining.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, you don't know any names, and you don't really have a team to root for.
Right.
Which is half the fun of like, oh, yeah, you know. Yeah.
This started back in 2018. I didn't know
What's that?
The XFL?
I think it
went
started
further back than that.
They brought it back in 2018.
Okay, because it says founded here on Wiki. I didn't know. Okay.
I think after game two, COVID hit.
And they were done. Oh, not done. Good. Okay. Yeah.
So every single time the XFL tries to do something or make a comeback, something happens in the universe where it's like, okay, it's just impossible for the XFL to play at this point.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't know, man. Maybe with The Rock running it, it's going to be different. Maybe more entertaining. Maybe there's going to be more of a dramatic flair to it. I mean, he's an exciting guy, energetic guy.
He's had some success.
A little bit.
He's not okay.
Success for The Rock.
He's not okay.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever watched this TV show about him growing up and like growing up with the wrestlers and like Andre the Giant?
No.
Oh, it's actually really, I mean, if you like wrestling at all, I'm sure Sebastian's seen every episode. It's pretty entertaining. Like the struggles of like him and the life that he lived growing up in a wrestling family.
Well, and he also, I mean, he played football too. I mean, he was a pretty good football player. He played at the University of Miami.
Yeah.
Your favorite team.
Yeah. No, yeah. He was a solid player. I mean, I think he had a tryout with the Falcons or something like that.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which was probably the best thing for his career.
Do you think
I think
he was upset with that and that's why he's doing this with the XFL?
No, I think he's always loved football. Uh-huh. So, he now has the money to try and do something with it. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a self-promoter type guy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably, of all the kind of break-off football leagues that we've got, it's probably the one with the most name recognition. I mean, it's probably, you know, people know this when people understand what the XFL is for the most part.
But I can tell you this, arena football is way more entertaining to watch than like XFL and USFL.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been to an arena game?
I haven't been to one, but I have watched them on TV.
It's kind of like a rock concert when you're there. I mean, they play a lot of music, and you just kind of like, they just keep you pumped up the entire time. So,
cool.
I mean, I like arena football over XFL.
Do you think he's in over his head? Is this sort of like Jay-Z and Tidal? Like, it's like the streaming service, like, never really kind of...
I don't know, man. You know, depends on
the sponsors he gets.
Yeah, it depends on a lot of things. Yeah. And again, it depends on the athletes, too, that are going to play in this thing, man. Because if we're spreading out the two and three and four tier athletes between these different breakoff leagues, I mean, they're all just going to really suck.
Yeah.
But the XFL has announced their airing schedule. I think they've got some games on CBS, ESPN, ABC. So they're on the big networks.
Wow.
They've got the big networks.
Hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just, are people going to watch?
The one thing I hope for with the XFL is like a better partnership with the NFL itself by actually having like some like practice squad players actually play the game.
Are they allowing that to happen? Is that what you're thinking?
I hope so. That might be actually beneficial because for people that are on like the Packers, like Jaguars roster, like that are like on the practice squad, they don't have like time to actually play an actual game. So maybe
get some TV time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also maybe practice their skills. So they say it's like the actual team too.
You're right. We do need to put a timer on. and he gets it naturally. He gets it naturally. So
his dad's not a talker, right?
He gets it naturally. So,
all right, we got 90s Fest coming up, man. That's where we are going to cap off the show here today. 90s Fest, it's coming up. They're going to be, if you drive by Francis Field, you're going to be see them setting up for the next couple of days. It is going to be a heck of a production, man. Very exciting. Talked to Janetta on the Mic Drop show yesterday. We focused on it the whole show. And it's going to be exciting this year. They've got some great acts. They've got some great things for you to do while you're there. And, of course, the people are just awesome. The people that show up last year were just amazing, and we're expecting all that again this year. So,
and you're the MC.
I'm the MC.
Woo!
We're parking the beast on the field?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm somebody.
That's awesome.
Right now.
You have your own VIP lounge.
I do. I get to hide from people.
It's nice.
If I'm too overwhelmed with being around people, I get to go in the truck and hide. It's right there on the field. I can't wait.
Yeah, and I will be there, and I will remember you this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to drink as much.
I will remember.
We're not doing moonshine, Clay.
Yeah.
Like, no moonshine for you and Clay this year.
Lilith Fair over
My
there.
My goodness.
I got a volunteer this year.
You got a volunteer?
Yep. Janetta guilt-tripped me.
Oh, I thought you meant you are bringing a volunteer.
Hey, what time are you volunteering?
2:00.
Okay. You might have a buddy.
All right.
Very good. I will probably help you out then, sir.
The whole 904 team is going to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I have a little tiny graduation. My niece, Taylor, is graduating from Island Prep
VPK. You got to see that.
I got to hit that out of the park.
Pre-K graduation.
It's a pre-K graduation. I know. I knew you were going to. I know. I know, but it's baby Tay. I got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be done.
I get it.
We love an Island Prep moment. So, yeah, we're going to do it.
All right, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to start at noon. It's going to go till 9, and then, of course, there's going to be the after party at, I think, Prohibition Kitchen.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. After party was crazy last year.
I don't remember.
I can't go. I got
Sunday
school.
How crazy it was.
I have videos of me in there, but I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Anything you want to play on the show tomorrow?
No.
No. No. Okay. No.
Oh, that would be right, fun, man. Of you holding up the grass.
Yeah.
Please don't move. I love Francis Field.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Don't drink too much. Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today?
Today, I'm going to thunder through.
Okay. As you thunder through, I will remind people that our friends at Construction Debris Removal are here for you. If you are doing a remodel, a yard cleanup, or you really just need to get rid of a lot of junk, CDR can bring you any size container to help you get that job done. Doesn't matter if you need it for 4 hours, 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months. Mm. They can drop your container off and pick it up when you're done. Of course, you don't have to lug that big thing over to your own place. If you can't fill it yourself, they can also send a cleanup crew to take care of that for you. Construction Debris Removal. Give CDR a call today at 904-471-9709. All right, what do we got in there, Troy?
All right, so was trying to get back to where all the commercials were, but there was some 80s ones thrown out there too, like the Where's the Beef and Mr. Whipple and stuff like that. Slim Jim was
Snap some to of, a Slim Jim. Slim Jim.
Oh yeah.
So so there's so many great commercials out there, and people don't think you're ugly.
Yeah, see, that's so nice. Hallmark moment.
Thanks for lying to me this morning.
Actually, no one wrote that. I just wanted to.
Not true. Michelle did write it in the beginning. She told him to change his monologue.
Way to ruin the joke, Davey.
It's already down. We don't need to kick him.
Oh, I hate everybody. All right.
We have a Stoidum stat for today, Troy.
All right, so the Stoidum stat goes back to 1943. We're right in the middle of World War II. And when I mean right in the middle, we're right dead center in the middle of the World War II. And today's the day Winston Churchill and FDR started planning for D-Day, which took place in June of the next year. It was supposed to happen on May 1st. Weather disrupted it. But today's the day, basically, that kept us all from speaking German and Japanese.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a huge success of the D-Day landing at Normandy, but today's the day when they planned it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Very important. Very important Stoidum stat brought to you by a very important pizza place. St. Augie's Pizza in downtown St. Augustine. I was just there the other day. Got myself a few slices. It is my favorite place to go when I'm in downtown St. Augustine. Forget about just pizza place. This is my favorite place to go, period. It is the place I go to the most for food in downtown St. Augustine. St. Augie's Pizza. Go say hi to Augie and the fam today and get yourself a great slice. You will love yourself for it. That's about it, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out with us here this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you to the guys in the booth pressing all the buttons, keeping us going. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard Ford, Fidus Roofing, CDR, Chiba Hut, Toasted Subs, Great Expectations, St. Augie's Pizza, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, Chris Stevens Automotive, and K-Wood Plumbing. We will talk to you guys soon.
What's up? Oh!